1350KMAN.com.
Now we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is 9:52. And continuing our conversation here with Riley County Police Department Captain Tim Hagerty. He's with the Investigations Division here, talking all things RCPD. It's interesting. This has been a conversation long ongoing here, is with the shooting range and the lease there. And this week, that was extended here for another year. From what it sounds like, this is going to buy some time here for negotiations to continue to take place here. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. And from the police department's position, there are certain requirements that our shooting range has to have. And any plot of ground that meets those requirements is acceptable to us. Fort Riley didn't meet those requirements, primarily because it would not have provided us the ability to do some of our important drills, moving and shooting, and we would have been at the mercy of Fort Riley. We may have something scheduled and it's not available at the last minute. So that's why that was not a good fit. We looked at a plot of land that the county currently owns near Hunter's Island, which was a really, really good fit for building a new range. The county commission decided that they weren't going to pursue that. Whether they'll ever revisit that, we don't know. But the where of it is only important insofar as driving distance. You know, going to Salina, which, a couple of months ago, someone, when Ben Wilson was on here, suggested using KHP's shooting range in Salina. That's a two-hour round trip. And then it's an hour there, so you're talking about 3 hours. Not practical at all. So the location, that's the main limitation, is distance. But as far as if the distance is reasonable and it meets the requirements we need for a long gun range, for being able to move and shoot, for being able to do multiple drills at the same time, we don't care where it is. We need that to keep our officers safe and to keep the public safe, because we do far more than stand and shoot at non-moving paper targets, because we know that's not what we're going to face if we're involved in deadly force encounters. So we realistically train for that. So there are certain needs that we have to have. But any piece of ground that meets those needs that the county provides, we're going to be happy with.
And obviously there's a hang-up here that, and I don't know how long you guys have been negotiating here with the property owner, but he's been pretty clear he doesn't want to sell here. And, there's always that looming possibility of eminent domain as the final straw here to try to get that property.
And those are all decisions by other people, namely the county commission. They are tasked by statute with providing the RCPD facilities, and this is a facility issue. And, we can talk about our preferences, and the law board can as well, but the ultimate decision is with the county commission.
Yeah. Well, very well. So it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing transpires. The lease is now through June 30th of 2020, I believe. So a lot of time there still yet to see what happens.
It will go by very quickly.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. We've known about this issue for quite some time. For 25 years, as a matter of fact.
It's been going on that long.
Okay. Well, it was a 25-year contract. So The end date was known for 25 years.
Gotcha. Well, and we have just a few minutes here left. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on just the RCPD's response Tuesday with all the ice and the weather here.
Well, we ran out of cars, for one thing. And I know there's a caller who frequently takes us to task for the number of cars that we have, because it's easily seen from the highway. We ran out of those cars. Unfortunately, all the cars that we used came out unscathed, which that's a big plus.
Yeah.
But it was an extremely busy day, and there were many roadways that no matter how safe somebody was driving, you just could not drive on those without sliding off, without getting into an accident. And trying to make our, you know, one's way through town. Okay, this road's closed now. Okay, how do I get there? Now this road's closed now, and this one has a hill. And so there were some logistical challenges in choosing the correct driving path to get from one point to another. But we have days like that. It was busy. Officers responded well. We're still taking accident reports even yesterday because we were in emergency accident phase and people had 48 hours to report. And so as of yesterday, we were still taking accident reports from that day. You know, I didn't see any personally. I saw the aftermath of a lot. You know, Friday night was a mess. I'm off the air, but I mentioned that I had to drive with my family to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. We left about 5 o'clock and got there at about 8:30. And we barely made it up the hill going out of town, 177. A van didn't make it up the hill and was backing down as we were crawling up. It was a white-knuckle drive. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do except follow the tracks that are ahead of you and hope you don't end up in the ditch.
Well, and I saw a social media post, I think it might have been from Geary County. It was kind of an amusing post, but it said, you know, when it's snowing and it's just awful conditions, guess who still has to go to work?
And that's one of the things that I know people are thankful for is that regardless of the conditions, however cold it is, hot it is, rainy it is, we field people 24/7. And having been on some really, really cold nights, and there are still times when I'll tell my wife, I'm glad I'm not standing in Aggieville at 12th and Morrow at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking with you, Captain Hagerty. Have a good rest of your day here.
Thank you.
And good weekend.
Good talking to you, too.
And it's Raleigh County Police Department, our normal scheduled appearance here on K-Man's In Focus, and that'll do it here for today.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. And coming up next hour, no Clark Hour today, Blueville's Horticulture Hints. Right now, bi-weekly, and beginning in March, weekly here during Fridays at 10:06. Then it's Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, Manhattan High basketball, K-State hoops tomorrow, coverage beginning at noon. Have a great weekend.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why you're